Good evening. The news read by Colette Jani. The main points. Catholic Christians of the Maroua Mokolo Diocese have pledged to follow the footsteps of Venerable Baba Simon as they continue their work with God. U.S. President Joe Biden says he drops out of his re-election bid because of the intra-party battle over his candidacy. And sport team Cameroon for the 2024 Paralympics in Paris is en route to France, where they will train for 2 weeks ahead of the games to run from the 28th of August to the 8th of September. Those were the main points. And now the news in full. We begin with religion, where Catholic faithfuls of the Mokolo, of the Maroua Mokolo Diocese have pledged to follow the footsteps of Venerable Baba Simon as they continue their work with God during a pilgrimage at the Baba Simon Hill in Tokombere to mark the 50th anniversary of the Reverend's death. The Bishop of the Maroua Mokolo Diocese, His Lordship Bruno Atiba Edo, enjoined the people of God to be men and women of prayer to enable the country to continue to enjoy peace and stability. Our regional correspondent from Maroua, Faith Nguang, tells us the event was a high-spirited one. Take a listen.
Songs of praise to Almighty God echoing through the surroundings of the Baba Simon Hill in Tokombere, speaking volumes about the hearty dose of the gospel that the pilgrims have just received. At the hill of the revered, there was plenty to recharge the faithful. The word of God, calling them to prayer in emulation of the prayer life of the Venerable Baba Simon.
We have some problem in our country with Baba Simon. We think that this problem can be sent away. Baba Simon is the symbol of the African people who have taken for ourselves Christian life.
We are one in God, and importance is to live love in our life and to be examples for others.
On the occasion of the launch of the 50th anniversary of the Venerable's death, the Archbishop of the Maroua Mokolo Parish, Monsignor Bruno Atiba Edo, called on the faithful to show greater commitment.
I invited all the wonderful people of God to come here today. Pray with Baba Simon to be apostle of peace, love, and reconciliation. We need peace in our region.
A momentous occasion during the pilgrimage was the appointment of a new vicar general for the Maroua Mokolo Diocese, Father Christophe Idrissa, a decision welcomed with joy and gratitude by all. Maroua, Faith Nguang, CRTV.
Close to 600 peer educators trained by African Synergy, the Pan-African organization established by First Lady of Cameroon to fight AIDS and suffering, are educating their peers about HIV/AIDS and STDs. The initiative, which started in 2003, is one of many programs carried out by Mrs. Shanta Bia to ensure an AIDS-free generation in the country. In the following write-up, Ayimbile zooms on the efforts made by the spouse of the President of the Republic to roll back HIV and AIDS in Cameroon and beyond.
Historic is what best describes the impact of Cameroon's First Lady on continuous efforts to address HIV and AIDS in the country. An over two-decade-long fight, which in December of the year 2000 took Mrs. Chantal Bia to the daycare unit of the Yaoundé Central Hospital, a space established to exclusively care for patients infected with HIV. And at that time, when most would turn away in fear from them, the First Lady bypassed protocol and with her bare hands shook the hands of not one, but all nine patients with HIV who on that day had come to the daycare unit for follow-up. At a stroke, Madame Bia had punctured the widely held belief that HIV could be spread by skin-to-skin contact, a prejudice that had led to AIDS sufferers being treated as outcasts. In effect, many people at that time did not properly understand how HIV and AIDS was transmitted. Madame Chantal Bia's actions thus helped to change the public's perception of how to behave around people with positive diagnosis. A simple act of human kindness felt in Cameroon and beyond multiplied over the years, and which has seen the creation of the Chantal Bia Foundation, the African Synergy, and the CIRCB, the Reference Research Center on HIV and AIDS, established by the First Lady of Cameroon, Mrs. Chantal Bia. Their actions, among others, antiretroviral drug testing, screening, follow-up for HIV pregnant women and exposed babies, as well as prevention of mother-to-child transmission and mass sensitization campaigns that have contributed to a remarkable reduction in the prevalence of HIV from 5.6 to 2.7%, with projections indicating a possible further reduction to 2.3% by 2025. A journey that has hardly ended for the First Lady, Mrs. Chantal Biya, whose desire to comfort people is keeping her on a path to ending one of the most deadliest pandemics of all times.
Ayimbile reports in Culture, the third edition of the Mankon Mother Tongue and Culture Classes has rounded off in Yaoundé, with organizers calling on learners to show proof of upright values such as discipline, morality, and academic excellence instilled in them during the six-week program. A ceremony to witness a presentation of knowledge and skills acquired took place in the Mankon Community Hall at Corbison on the outskirts of Yaoundé. Karin Kubong reports.
The Mankon community in Yaoundé has since July 2021 embarked on the organization of Mother Tongue and Culture classes to help inculcate the values of the Mankon culture in young children born in Yaoundé who no longer enjoy the privilege of visiting home during summer holidays. Apart from the regular learning of the alphabet, cooking and dressing, organizers say learners were this year empowered with skills in embroidery. A member of the organizing committee, Nkyangte Ivenze Frutanzong, explains.
You see what they put on today to do the fashion parade. They did it themselves. We got the tailor to do the dresses, but they did the marking themselves.
As modern designs of the Togo regalia continue to gain popularity around the globe, organizers used the culture classes to introduce the close to 100 young participants to original designs and their symbolism.
The dress I was wearing, the name is Ntum, a loin that is put in between your legs and tied around your waist. It signifies honor and nobles were here to go for hunting or for war in the Mankon tribe.
Biraisa, what I'm wearing is the original outfit of the women's Atogo. And the dialogue say Atogo Manzong. Manzong stands for powerful women. We this call it Asanga, that's a horse's tail. It changes it to royalty.
Organizers have called on the young learners to be exemplary and uphold moral values learned during the six-week period as they prepare to hit the roads back to school.
Karin Kubong reports in there, and Cameroon would tomorrow join other countries to commemorate the 2024 edition of the International Youth Day. The official event at the National Museum in Yaoundé will be chaired by the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futso. Celebrations of these year's events will focus on the progress youth have made in the digital sector towards sustainable development. In politics, followers of the CPD Aminde Avobe is a subsection in the Jan Lobo division. In the Jan Lobo 1 section in Sang Malima have been encouraged to enroll massively on the electoral list before 31st of August deadline. This was during a mobilization meeting during which mobile teams of Elections Cameroon facilitated the registration of some sympathizers. Clarence has a report.
It was a massive mobilization at the Avaba Earth Chief's Palace Saturday. CPD militants, sympathizers and villagers answered present to the call of the subsection president, William Ango Eba, who wanted to review the readiness of the electorate of the locality ahead of upcoming polls. The Avaba CPDM subsection president and other members of the elite like Eric Paul Mvomeba invited mobile teams of Elections Cameroon and the National Civil Status Registration Office, BUNEC, who on the spot sensitized the population and enrolled many people. The Bureau members of the Avaba Ace subsection, noticing the interest of the population to massively vote next year, encouraged supporters to keep endorsing their party chairman, President Paul Biya. Another highlight of the event was an interreligious prayer session during which clergy and Muslim clerics implored the Almighty for a peaceful electoral process in Cameroon. Clarence Azzi reporting for CRTV News in Avaba Ace, Sang Malima.
Out of Cameroon, U.S. President Joe Biden says he dropped out of his re-election bid because he feared that the intra-party battle over his candidacy will be a real distraction for Democrats and that his highest priority was to defeat Donald Trump in November. In his first interview since quitting the race, Mr. Biden, 81, said he had no serious problem with his health. He blamed his poor debate performance on being sick at the time and brushed off concerns about his age and mental capacity. In sports, the Paralympic team of Cameroon has jetted off of the country to France ahead of the 2024 Paralympic Games that will run from the 28th of August to the 8th of September in Paris. The athletes who will be competing in three disciplines will train in France for 2 weeks prior to the start of the upcoming events. And that sports briefs brings us to the end of this newscast. But before I leave, a reminder of our main points. Catholic Christians of the Maroua Mokolo Diocese have pledged to follow the footsteps of Venerable Baba Simon as they continue their work with God. And U.S. President Joe Biden says he dropped out of his re-election bid because of the intra-party battle over his candidacy. And as you heard, in sports, Team Cameroon for the 2024 Paralympics Games in Paris are en route to France, where they will train for two weeks ahead of the games to run from the 28th of August to the 8th of September. The news was presented by Colette Jani. Thank you.